News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Later in the show, by the way, I'm going to give you a whole segment that I call, Why Would They Want to Leave That School? I think I called it, Pray Tell, Why Would They Leave? I'll give you plenty of reasons why people might want to leave. Now, I recognize, too, that I'm speaking to an audience that may be filled up with people who were satisfied. And by the way, do not mistake my call for school choice as a general policy to be, you know, some type of blanket statement against public education in general. It's not. I'm a product of the public education system. I've got a law degree. I've got a college degree. My wife also of the public school system. You know, she's got her degree, a double major in poli-sci and communications. You know, public schools worked for us. I can also tell you, public schools don't always work. As a kid, as a military kid, I traveled quite a bit. I had to go and do part of first grade in Oxford, Mississippi. And we moved back to Redstone Arsenal because of my dad's military position. He was teaching ROTC at Ole Miss after Vietnam. And then we moved to Oxford, Mississippi for that. I got enrolled in first grade there. I guess it was later that year. We actually left during my first grade year, came back to Huntsville, dad working at Redstone. And lo and behold, it turns out that I was way behind. I remember as a kid hating the fact that I had to do remedial work to catch up to where other kids in first grade at Chaffee Elementary here in Huntsville were. Well, that's what happens when you've got schools that are not doing well. And that was a classic example of me being hit with that, coming into an Alabama school, being behind because of a Mississippi school. That being said, I also went to I went to 7th, 8th, and 9th grade in a Department of Defense school in London, England at High Wycombe Air Force Base. It's a great school. It was a great experience. It actually was a place that changed my life in many ways. But I'll tell you this. I look back on it now and recognize that the education quality was not what I needed. And when I came back to Huntsville again and went to Grissom High School, where I finally graduated, again, I found that I was behind on certain things. That being said, folks, I don't have any problem with the public school system per se. What I do have a problem with is the idea that the continual firewalls that are put in place that prevent a parent from being able to say, that school's not working for my child, but the one down the road, I believe it will. I can see what's happening down the road. It's better than what they have here. I'm going to enroll my child over there. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You can't do that. Little Johnny doesn't live in that zip code. What do you mean? Oh, I'm sorry. You don't qualify for the Accountability Act scholarship. Your income level is too high. Well, for the love, do I have to move my house? You know what? See what I'm saying? It's like Copper said, who passed that law that said the zip code determines? And I get it, too, by the way. Sometimes county schools can go to city schools and vice versa. There's a little bit of flux, a little bit. But by and large, in this state, your zip code determines where you go to school. Which means, by the way, that oftentimes your income level relegates you to where you will go to school. The lower income section of our society doesn't have the ability to say, we're going to move because I want my kid in a better school district. They don't have that luxury. They don't have the luxury of saying, I am going to drive you across town to that private school because that's better for you because I can't afford the tuition. This is a game changer, folks. And granted, I'm concerned about that amendment. The amendment that I told you got put on today, I'm concerned about it. I'm concerned about it because it opens up. Where, by the way, my wife, who I talked about a minute ago, was a product of the public school system, also taught for 15 years in a private school. She was very involved in the life of private school. Both our kids graduated from a private school. And we had no money, by the way. That was back when I worked for Young Life. We were making less than a first-year school teacher after I left after 7 years on full-time staff. But our kids, both of them graduated with super high ACT scores and full academic scholarships. And I got no regrets about what we set aside to make that happen. None. And I'm just telling you, it was a sacrifice. I cannot imagine what it would have been like for my family if we had had the opportunity to not have to sacrifice the small amount of income that we had to send our kids to the best possible school we could find if our tax dollars had actually worked for us. So here we are. This bill could be a game changer. This bill has an amendment, though, that says that the participating students will have to complete standardized tests and assessments. Well, if the private school they're in does not train for that particular standardized test, then what I want to find out is, what does this mean? There's implications that that particular amendment may harm the bill, in my opinion. And what I'm afraid it's going to wind up being, it's going to become the bludgeoning now. It's going to become the thing that, you know, those who want school choice are going to say, it's not pure enough now. We have to have perfect, because we always have to have the perfect and never settle for the good, right? At the same time, I do believe what Del Mar said is that he's willing to work on that amendment to get it into a better place and define what those terms mean. And that's going to have to happen. But I trust that he will. The question I have is, why does he have 27 senators in the Republican Party in the Alabama State Senate, and he's not sure he can get 21 votes yet to pass? Folks, you need to call your people. You need to call Speaker Mac McCutcheon and say, Mr. Speaker, you have the opportunity to leave your legislative legacy with this being something that game-changed everything for kids. And if you want to be a statesman, it's time to give this thing an up or down opportunity. That's all we're asking. We're not saying, Mr. Speaker, you not even have to vote for it if you don't like it, but give it an up or down opportunity on the floor. Do not quash this bill. All right, folks, coming up, top of the hour, Dr. Corey DeAngelis with the National Federation for Children. You've seen him on national news. He writes for national publications, and he's going to be right here on Right Side Radio right after this. Be right back.